In Pakistan, a referendum is scheduled for the end of this month designed to extend the rule of President Pervez Musharraf. When Musharraf seized power in a military coup in 1999 and threw out the democratically elected government, he was sharply criticized, and Pakistan became an international pariah. That changed in the weeks after September 11th, when Musharraf enlisted his government in the U.S. campaign against international terror. This helps explain the fairly muted response from Washington and from the opposition within Pakistan to Musharraf's move to seek 5 more years in office. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
There's a campaign ad running incessantly on Pakistan's state and private TV channels these days, one extolling the virtues of Chief Executive / President / General Pervez Musharraf. "We are one, and hand in hand we shall go together," the song says, all the time showing pictures of Musharraf with children, Musharraf with villagers, Musharraf speaking with women, images interspersed with shots of Pakistan's green and white flag.
"Mujhe aapki taqat chahiye."
Then the ad cuts to Musharraf waving his finger at the camera, telling viewers he wants their support, the support of all 140 million Pakistanis, he says, to continue his reforms. When Musharraf took power in a bloodless coup in October 1999, even many liberals appeared willing to give the general a chance. Pakistan's decade-long experience with democracy had, by all accounts, been a disaster. The rule of the democratically elected prime ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif was marked by widespread corruption and mismanagement. Musharraf promised to return the country to true democracy, not sham democracy, as he called it, within 3 years. Karachi analyst and longtime columnist Ghazi Salahuddin.
"One looked at General Musharraf, and in the initial days one thought, oh, what he is. A genuine liberal person, and one expected that he would perhaps correct the course of Pakistan's history."
Since assuming power, Musharraf has reformed the banking sector, launched an anti-corruption drive, and has cracked down on sectarian violence by religious extremists. His decision to side with the U.S. also resulted in the restoration of badly needed foreign economic assistance, cut after Pakistan's nuclear tests in 1998 and his coup a year later. And his decision to go ahead with democratic parliamentary elections, as promised this October, was also welcomed by many here and abroad. But then came the announcement earlier this month of the referendum on his rule. A few days later, Musharraf held his first campaign rally, complete with banners and thousands of supporters bussed in for the occasion, in the city of Lahore. Appearing in his commando uniform, the soldier-turned-politician accused Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto of plundering the national wealth and promised he would make things better. But the speech and the uniform and the referendum alarmed many Pakistanis who'd seen it all before. Two previous military leaders, Ayub Khan and Zia-ul-Haq, held referendums instead of elections to extend their rule. To some, Musharraf appeared suddenly to be yet another military leader intent on holding on to power. For analyst Ghazi Salahuddin, the referendum and the rally represented a betrayal.
"He could have done it differently by not having this referendum, by going for a fair elections, and it would have been very possible for him to continue to be president. It seemed so simple."
But President Musharraf apparently wasn't sure the new parliament would choose him, and therefore he chose the referendum route instead, a process, he says, which gives the people, not the parliament, the chance to decide whether they want him and his reforms to continue.
"Let the people decide whether they want to return to the pre-99 era and they want the return of the same loot and plunder environment, the same destabilized personal vendetta environment, if they want to return to that. That will be quite unfortunate. I'm not going to stop it. Let the people decide."
Musharraf also intends to amend the constitution before the October vote to ensure that the parliament and the new prime minister will answer to him if they stray from the path of reform. Jahangir Siddiqui, who heads a large brokerage house in Pakistan's commercial capital, Karachi, says the continuity brought by Musharraf has won him favor in the business community, And Siddiqui says he isn't bothered by the military's role in politics being institutionalized. Even during periods of civilian rule, Siddiqui says, the army was still pulling the strings.
I'm of the opinion that he is telling you the truth and we should support him because the role was there, they were doing previously, he's trying only to legitimize that role.
The country's two main political parties, Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party and Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League, however, plan to boycott the referendum, calling it illegal. They say Musharraf has already crippled their chances in October's parliamentary election by stating that neither Bhutto nor Sharif, both in exile, will be allowed to return to contest that election. The PPP's working chairman, Mukhdum Amin Fahim.
If he enters into political game, he must play according to the rules of the game. And rules of the game is that you play the game at an equal level. You leave other people also to play the same game.
Though it's not yet certain how many people will turn out for the referendum, the opposition says the result is a foregone conclusion. In the sprawling city of Rawalpindi, opinions on Musharraf's rule and role differ. At a small sporting goods store where customers test cricket bats and employees string rackets, some say they will vote, others say, what's the point? Musharraf is going to win anyway. For shop owner Zakib, however, the issue is not democracy, but reality. We want a better life, he says simply. During democratic rule, life didn't improve. If in the shape of Pervez Musharraf we find better services, better education, better health care, he says, then we don't want democracy. Till now, he seems sincere, and we pray that he'll remain sincere and work for us. Political scientist Rasul Baksh Rais of Islamabad's Qadi Azam University, no fan of military rule, nonetheless says democracy, Pakistani style, hasn't worked in the past.
We have made efforts. We have failed. This is a new effort to redefine that relationship. If we succeed in guided democracy, even then that will be remarkable. So I think at the end of the day, I will feel better with this system rather than the system we had before the military took over.
The referendum is scheduled for April 30th. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.